Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, and welcome to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other languages. We are honored to be here with you today, and thanks for joining us. We will continue our study from the book of John in just a bit. Before we do that, I'd like to share a few things with you. You know as well as I do that we can't rely on the words of men, because men change. Think of all the unkept promises people make. Maybe even specific promises to you personally. But God is unchanging. He keeps all his promises. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." You and I can depend on God's word. Because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share his teaching with as many people as possible. Our ministry focuses on radio teaching and Bible distribution, and we love hearing testimonies of lives that have been touched by the gospel. For example, Isaac from Ghana writes, "I don't know how to thank you for your inspirational messages. You have really helped me spiritually, and I will continue to listen for spiritual growth." If you are touched by this program, we'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned, and I'll give you our contact information at the end of this program. During today's teaching, we will be finishing John 16, and we will look closely at three statements Jesus made. These statements are very clear and easily understandable. Now, let's hear from Bible teacher J. Mark as he tells us about plain speech.
For the disciples of Jesus, his words were often beyond their understanding. And so they puzzled over them. They turned them over and over in their mind. And you know, there are people today who still puzzle over the words of Jesus. They're just not sure what he meant. Well, all of us appreciate when people have plain speech. We say, make it simple. Take it out of the complex and make it easy to understand. That's what I try to do when I come to you each week. I try to make the truth from the Word of God simple. You see, it is more important to be understood by people than to baffle them or try to impress them by using big words. We learn from the gospel records that the common people in Jesus' day listened to him gladly. And it's amazing how simple many of Jesus' teachings were. So I want you to see with me today what happens in John chapter 16 and verses 28 to 33, where the disciples said, after listening to Jesus, "Now he speaks plainly." So listen as I read John 16, 28 to 33. This is Jesus speaking. "I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "Lo, now you are speaking plainly, and you're not speaking in proverbs. Now we are sure that you know everything, and you do not need that any man should ask you. By this we believe that you have come forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour comes, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." In this talk, Jesus made several statements which the disciples could understand. I want to talk to you about his plain speech. The first statement that we read was Jesus saying, "I leave the world." I'm often impressed how Jesus lived his life with a sense of purpose. In other words, he lived with the end or the goal in view. He knew why he was here, and he knew where he was going. So he could say to his followers, to the disciples, I came from the Father, and now I'm going back to the Father. I'm leaving the world. His disciples seemed to understand, and they confessed their faith in Jesus. They said, Now we know. Now we believe. The Bible tells us clearly that Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world, and then after his death and resurrection and ascension, he went back to heaven. He said here to the disciples, I leave the world and I go back to the Father. There's some mystery about this. In some respects, it is difficult. But still, when Jesus made that statement about going back to his Father, the disciples said, Now we understand clearly and we believe that you have come from God. Friend, I would like to tell you that this is a very important position to come to. To understand what Jesus meant when he said, I leave the world and go to the Father. Because Jesus going back to the Father meant that his work here on earth was being finished. And then there's another statement that Jesus made. He said, I am not alone. He said, you are going to leave me. You are going to run away. You're going to be scattered. You're going to go to your own homes. But I will not be alone. I am not alone. You know, in times of distress, many people often run away. The records of history show many people who have turned traitor at the most difficult moments. Jesus predicted that his disciples would run away and leave him all alone. And that's what they did. But he said, God would not leave him. He said, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. God never forsakes the trusting soul. Jesus expressed his assurance that God would not leave him, even though everybody else left him and ran away. You know, that brings me a lot of comfort, and I hope it brings comfort to you as well, because there are times in our lives when our friends and maybe even our family forsake us. They go away. This is what I call plain talking. Jesus said, I am not alone because the Father is with me. And that is true for you, my friend, and for me. If we are followers of Jesus, we are not alone. And so I would like to say to you, my friend, that you and I can have a similar experience with Jesus. God does not forsake the trusting soul. That should be to us a great comfort. And I hope that you understand this plain speech of Jesus. And then Jesus made a third statement. He said, I have overcome the world. That's the last sentence in the text that I read for you. The world isn't friendly toward the people who believe in God. We all experience opposition. It seems there's always somebody to stand in our way, someone to make it difficult for us, someone to try to stir up trouble. Jesus said to his disciples, I am going to give you peace. I have spoken these things to you so that you might have peace in me. And then he added, I have overcome the world. I want to make sure you understand that peace in your heart is a gift from Jesus. Jesus said so. He said it's a gift. He said, I give you peace. He didn't say you earn it. I'm giving it to you. And you know, Jesus' victory assures us of our victory. He said, I have overcome the world. So you and I can be of good cheer. The opposition has been put down. It has been conquered. We no longer have the force of the opposition that is overwhelming because Jesus has overcome the world. Well, we still have opposition, but Jesus has overcome, and we can enter into that victory. We can find great hope in his victory. So, friend, I want to make sure that you understand the plain speech of Jesus when he said, I have overcome the world. These statements catch our attention because they tell us Jesus must be more than an ordinary man. He said, I have overcome the world. I am not alone, and I leave the world. These statements tell us about Jesus' purpose, his assurance, and his victory. Jesus can encourage you, but he cannot help you until you place your faith and trust in him.
It's true. These statements of Jesus are very clear. And J. Mark ended with a statement that is also very clear. Here it is again. Jesus cannot help you until you believe on him. This is worth thinking about, especially the word believe. Our understanding of this word is crucial, and what we think it means will affect how we act. We use the word in several ways. For example, we might say, I believe I'll be done around 3 o'clock. Here, I mean I might, or I think maybe I'll be done. We also use the word like this. I have known my neighbor for years, and you can believe him. Here I'm saying my neighbor has good character, and what he says is acceptable and true. Neither of these is the believe J. Mark meant when he said we need to believe on Jesus. Believe as he used it requires action. This is not passive knowledge. And here is the crucial part. Just because you heard the story of Jesus and you agree with it and you think it's true does not mean you believe. Believing on Jesus and knowing about Jesus are not the same thing. Believing on Jesus requires a response on our part. If you believe on Jesus, then you will repent of your sin, trust him for salvation, and live for him and with him. Believe is not a once-and-done event. It's continuing action. We are believing on Jesus. And if you're not believing on him, we encourage you to believe. Trust him for your salvation. He alone can save you from hell. Thank you, J. Mark, for this teaching from God's Word. What do you think? Was today's teaching helpful? Feel free to share with us your thoughts from today's program. Or if you'd like to hear it again, just let us know. Here are several ways you can contact us. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you could write to us. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. If you would like today's teaching, just ask for it by title or by the passage. We would be happy to give you a printed copy or a digital copy. Just tell us your preference. And when you contact us, feel free to request our Bible study guide, The Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and has questions from today's teaching so you can better apply it to your life. All you have to do is ask for a free copy of The Hope Herald. Again, here's the contact information. Email is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or if you forget any of this, just go to our website, heraldsofhope.org. There you will find all our information and our Bible teaching programs are available. Of course, you can access the website whenever and wherever you have internet. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. We thank you again for joining us for today's program. I encourage you to join us again next week as Pastor J. Mark continues teaching from the Gospel of John. We look forward to being with you then, and we'll leave you with these verses from Jude. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.